Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropf.
Now, welcome, everybody. It's the end of the week, and you know what that means. It's Freedom Friday. This is your opportunity to call and talk about anything political you want to talk about. Doesn't have to be what's on my plate today. And you better start early, like right now. Because at the bottom of the hour, we have Stacey Abbott, another special guest. She is at Freedom Fest in, at Mount Rushmore, one of the places that is in South Dakota, the state that is exemplifying freedom, liberty. Because they didn't shut down and destroy their economy. Anyway, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. You can watch it all. No, you can't watch it all because I don't do that. We are maybe going to have a special call in also on a breaking news story that is apparently ongoing, and it'll make your blood boil. And it is without question, it is necessary that this gets challenged in court. And it is an Oregon-centric story. And we're going to get a shot at it early today. Because someone who's exposing this, who may join us, is going to be on Lars later in the day to expose it to a tri-state audience. Because Lars's show, as you know, is broadcast in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. So I want you to stay tuned for that. That person may call in. We'll see if they do. If not, I will try to just summarize it as best I can. But I'm not going to do that because I don't want to steal any thunder here. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you want to call in, today's Freedom Friday. It means you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about. Again, Stacey Ann live from Freedom Fest with another great guest at the end of or the bottom of this particular hour. Let me tell you some things that I am looking at. Majority of voters, there's a story, and by the way, I forget who sent this to me. Oh, it was my friend Mark Cosby. Majority of voters want Antifa and BLM investigated more than on January 6th. Yeah. And I bet that's true almost even in Oregon, folks. And it should be. How do you teach a 7-year-old economics? How do you describe it? How do you help your pre-teenager care about government? Well, there's a cartoon series called The Tuttle Twins. Kids, economics, and freedom all mashed together in one show. It's a cartoon with comedy. We're going to talk about that also. No kidding. This is about time this happened. It is a crowd-funded children's cartoon series. It's a boy and a girl, brother and sister. It's got over 6,400 individual investors. What a great idea. Because all of the cartoons that our kids are consuming today, with the exception of the old ones, are all politically correct, aren't they? There's some stuff going on, and I will just quickly announce it before I go to Ron, who's our first caller. There's a story in the Oregonian about Oregon taxpayers. You and I are footing the $100,000 tax, the bill, for Kate Brown's political consultant. That ought to be a lawsuit. There's more, and we'll get to it, but we've got callers calling in, 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. Ronnie, good morning, brother. What's on your mind today?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. My thing is this. I didn't know George Soros was involved with Brookings Institute and 142 other companies, nonprofits in our country. People should be aware of it. Van Jones just got $100 million from who?
Bezos.
Yes, Mr. Bezos. I didn't know that Van Jones is a communist. For all these things, he's a devout communist. You people out there, and I'm talking all of Oregonians and Americans, y'all better get off your duff. Because for those nonprofits, they're anti-Semitic, La Raza, and everything else. You wonder why the Wuhan virus is picking up in the areas where the illegal aliens is coming through, basically, and nothing is said. Y'all better get on up. When they start talking about the CRT, this Kate Brown stuff, I hope somebody will add me to their lawsuit. Because I'll fight for them. I'll say what I need to say in 2 to 5 minutes, and I'll slap their head down verbally with facts, history, and evidence. All I ask people is this. We need 76,000 signatures. I'm calling out all you Republicans in which counties will be? Something's going to be going on at Canby, some little earth show or something like that. Get out there and get some signatures signed. Those in Marion County or Clackamas County. We need 100,000 votes so that way Shemaiah Fagan and the Marxists don't throw them out. I'm calling all of you folks out. Gamble County, there's going to be a fair rodeo going on next week. I live in Polk County. Why in the hell I know all this stuff and nobody ain't putting a skin from these counties? I'm not the best. I think Yam Hill's probably jumping on it, but I'm just saying. You want your SB 5554 law to come in effect? Put your gun in a safe. Make sure you're locking the gun. Your CHL fees are double. You limit it and let city governments make these little po-dunky situations where you might be driving to one public area. In, say, Polk County, you cross the river into Marion, you might go to jail. Y'all better get out there and sign position 301 and 302. I'm making a call out to all of you people. Thank you, brother. God bless you. Have a good weekend.
Amen, brother. And thank you. I appreciate your call. I'm going to go to another caller in a moment here, but I want to reference what he's talking about, folks. Responsible Response is the website you go to. ResponsibleResponse.com. Thank Mike Nierman for that, by the way. To download and sign a single signer petition so that we the people can vote to overturn Senate Bill 554 that makes it harder for you to defend your family. It makes you a criminal if you carry your gun legally in a place that you don't even know is off limits now because of the language of the bill. And then also clean voter rolls. That's petition 302. This cleanvoterrolls.com. I have both of these on the show plan, folks. Both of these are opportunities for you to take a stand. Clean voter rolls means that we're going to try to repeal the bill that in Oregon that was passed by the legislature that says you can't remove dead people from the voter rolls. Let's go to Art quickly, Art, because I got another caller behind you that we have to take. Good morning, brother.
Good morning. Happy Friday, Jeff. Hope you have a great weekend. I hope you got your crops all in so you don't have to work so hard anymore. but anyways, I did want to say, you know, a book came out this week called American Marxism. I've been listening to Mark Levin for a long time. He's been interviewed by all the great ones, and I hope people have been listening. Because we need to fight for our rights and stop allowing these people to do, take away our rights. And you're absolutely right. I think Mark said it best last night. We all need to file complaints and we all need to make sure that we retain our rights. And if we don't do it, we will lose this great country of ours because the Democrats and the Marxists want to take it away from us and make America something that we sure as hell don't want it to be made into. So hope you got your copy, Jeff. Hope everybody reads it and that we start the great movement to hold these people accountable. And we can't allow any more for people not to be held accountable because that's the big problem in this country, that none of the elites get held accountable and they continue to do the things that hurt us, that take away our God-given rights.
Have a great weekend,
my brother.
Thank you,
we need
brother.
To
I appreciate
stand up
it.
And fight.
Yep, we're going to keep fighting. We're not stopping, folks. Thanks. That's Art's comments. Freedom Friday. Let's go to Heather, who joins us right now with some breaking news. Heather, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
All right. So what's the breaking news, folks? You better pay attention. Listen to this.
Well, I am blowing the whistle on Oregon Real Estate Agency for pushing critical race theory in their licensing courses.
So what you're saying then is that the Oregon Real Estate Agency, which is a state governing agency that governs real estate agents, is now making it a condition of having a real estate license that you have to take an online critical race theory course?
Yes. Yes. And a direct quote from the course is a white American cannot be a target of racism because white Americans control a majority vote and can change any laws that harm them. That's a direct quote from the course.
When did this happen?
I discovered it 3 days ago.
Well, it would seem to me that this is highly unconstitutional. What are you going to do about it, Heather?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've already talked to a lawyer. He's pursuing it for free for me. And I'm getting word out about it and encouraging other agents to come forward and come out against it. However, a lot of agents are very intimidated, too intimidated to come out about these kind of things because we're conditioned to not bring our politics into real estate out of fear of being doxxed or having our license pulled or being targeted.
Well, you better take a stand, my dear. Are you thinking that this might be a class action lawsuit?
I'm not sure. We'll see where it goes. But definitely if other agents are willing to come forward, it would help with the cause.
Okay, so quickly, how can people get in touch with you to help?
They can find me on Facebook. My business page is Heather the Conservative Real Estate Agent.
Heather the Conservative Real Estate Agent on Facebook. Heather, thank you. Good luck. Please keep us informed. I know you're going to be on with Lars later in the day. Get the word out, my dear. This is bad.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. That's Heather, the Conservative Real Estate Agent. Check out her Facebook page and offer to help if you can. 620, back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. It is Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about today politically over this cup of coffee. It's what we do on this show. You got something you want to get off your chest? You better do it now. Because at the bottom of the hour, Stacey Ann, who is live from Freedom Fest at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, has another great guest from an organization called Downsize DC. What's that about? Well, we're going to hear about it. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news, and I will do my darndest to read it on the air on Freedom Friday. By the way, speaking of real estate agents, I mean, you heard Heather talk about this new licensing requirement from the state of Oregon, if you're a realtor, that says you have to complete an online critical race theory course. And she intends to sue to stop it. Well, you know, we have many real estate agents that are part of this radio station. And one of them is Rebecca Donaldson, who won the gold medal, the winning real estate broker at the best of the Willamette Valley. Rebecca Donaldson. Now, if you won the best of the Willamette Valley on anything like this radio station did, well, it means you're doing something right. It means you're pretty good at what you do. That ought to tell you something about if you're thinking about selling your home or if you're thinking about buying a home or an investment property. Why don't you talk to Rebecca Donaldson? Give her a call, 503-269-0747. 503-269-0747. Or check her out on the web, rebeccasgothouses.com. rebeccasgothouses.com. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning.
Morning. I just wanted to comment on what Art said about Mark Levine. I heard him on Hannity, and he was saying that we do need to fight, but we're not violent. We're not burning down cities. We're not throwing Molotov cocktails and blah, blah, blah. So I was just thinking about that. And really, not only persuading persuadables, but we've got to have some confidence in our voting. That's basically the only tool that right-thinking people have is voting. There's so many courts that are against us, so I just think we need to get the voting in hand somehow.
That has to happen, and there has to be, you're right, the confidence in the voting system. And right now, most of Donald Trump's voters, which is a record number, don't believe the election was fair and believe it was stolen. Poll after poll continues to show that. And not only just Donald Trump voters, but also a lot of Democrats believe it was stolen. Now, what we need is evidence of that. And that's why this audit down in Arizona was so important. And the results of it and what happens from it is so important, because it has to happen. And it's actually going to happen in Georgia. And it needs to happen in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan, even though most of those states, with the exception of Georgia, have Democrat governors. And I think, Kathy, in fact, there is a movement, Kathy, to have audits done in all 50 states, including Oregon. And I think we need an audit. But what we need is evidence that votes were changed because it was hacked. I was watching OAN last night, Kathy, before I went to bed. And Pearson Sharp had a piece showing Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon with multiple speeches he made about how hackable the systems are and how they can be changed and how all of this needs to be tightened up. And then how immediately, as soon as the 2020 election happened, he crassly changed and went to the opposite opinion, that everything's just fine.
That's what they do.
It is, and it's sickening, and it's disgusting.
I think,
and it doesn't give us any confidence in our politicians.
No. I think elections actually have been being stolen for decades.
Well, certainly ever since we've had a greater reliance on, I mean, it has been stolen for decades, the old way, stuffing the ballot box, you know, the way they did it in Chicago, vote early, vote often. that kind of thing. But now with the advent of technology and the fact that we have absolute evidence that these machines were hacked and data was flowing back and forth from China and in Europe, now we need the evidence that votes were changed. That's what someone has got to expose that. Kathy, thank you very much. You're right. We have to restore confidence. I don't know what it's going to take to do that. Friends, I want to share with you the sad news that Oregon State Representative Gary Leaf has died at age 64. He's a Republican from Roseburg. He took Dallas Hurd's place. He was a county commissioner, and then he, when Dallas Hurd was appointed to the Oregon Senate, he took his place in the House. Apparently, he died of cancer. He didn't talk about it, and apparently he didn't tell anybody about it because he wanted to get through the legislative session. So that's tragic news. He was raised in Douglas County in Roseburg. He owned a popular photography studio for more than 40 years. So we just ask you to say a prayer for his family as they deal with his passing. Oregon Representative Gary Leaf is dead at age 64. That's just way too young. Way too young, folks. So sad. When we come back from the bottom of the hour break here, we will have an interview with Stacey Ann. Again, she is from live from Freedom Fest in Mount Rushmore. Feel it in your heart. You ever wonder why it is that Congress people vote on bills and they never read them? Did you know there's an opportunity for you to help to change that? The bill might pass through Congress. Back in a moment with that. 6:30.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us today. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. It is Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically today. Doesn't have to be what I'm talking about. But we have we are blessed to have Stacey Ann, who's at Freedom Fest at Mount Rushmore. Stacey Ann, good morning. How are you today, my girl?
Doing fantastic, Jeff. I'm telling you what, I am so filled up with encouragement. As liberty-loving friends, we are all gathered here at the Freedom Fest 2021 in the Black Hills of South Dakota. And this really is, Jeff, you know, just kind of dawned on me. This is the movers and shakers making it happen. People who love liberty and are concerned about what's going on in our culture, in our country, in our local communities, and they are making it happen. And there's over 2,600 of us here networking, working together. And in my treasure hunting, because, you know, when I go treasure hunting, it's not for stuff, it's for people. I met this wonderful man by the name of Jim Babka, and his ideas and what he wants to do to so line up with what, yep, this is where we need to go. Who would ever thought that we would have to pass a law potentially, that we'd have to read the bill before you pass the bill? Who would have thought that we would need to downsize DC? But he's got some great ideas, and I'm excited to introduce him to your listeners, Jeff, and to you. And so I'm going to pass it over to you. Good morning.
Hey, Jim, good morning to you. You're part of an organization called Agenda Setters, is that right? What is that?
Yeah, Agenda Setters by Downsizes DC.
Okay, so what does Agenda Setters do, and what's this idea?
So we lead people to take action, tell their representatives their work orders for the day. They're supposed to represent you. And so we're trying to build a force of people who will actually visit their congressional offices. And that's the latest technology, as far as we're concerned, is kind of face-to-face. And that's what we're doing right now, is getting people to go and talk to the congressman about transpartisan ideas, ideas that transcend the normal left-right divide.
So what would an idea like that be? Give us an example.
Well, Stacey mentioned the Read the Bills Act to you, and we have a Write the Laws Act. And the one we're promoting here the most here today is the One Subject at a Time Act, because we have a sponsor in the Senate and in 10 of them in the House. And that bill right now would basically say, listen, there's going to be one topic. It's going to be stated at the very top of the bill. That's the title. And then everything that's in the bill has to comport with that title. No throwing in a whole bunch of stuff. You see what typically Congress does, the leadership mixes in a whole bunch of things that they cannot pass. I was raised, you know, watching Schoolhouse Rock, right? Today I am still just a bill, right? An old bill was lonely. Well, that's not really how legislation gets passed. That's actually a myth. The truth is that a lot of things get through that you would never support and your representative would never support. But they're attached to sure-to-pass bills like the Transportation Bill or the Defense Appropriations Act. And what ends up happening is that people then, the representatives end up voting these things through. And this is a trick the leadership plays on the group that I like to call the backbenchers, which are your normal representatives, the people who that are representing most of the country. They had to get elected just like the leadership did. But they spend more time actually answering to the leadership and being forced to vote for this. And we believe that they will be interested in the One Subject at a Time Act, these backbenchers. They're going to be more receptive to it, because what happens to them is they go home and they're running for reelection, and there's ads being run against them. And those ads say they voted for this and they voted for that. And they say, well, I never would have voted for those things. Well, here it was stuffed in the transportation bill or another bill. It was clustered in some way. So we believe we could have a receptive audience. Clearly, though, this is an idea that's transpartisan for the whole country. Like, you know, we go and talk to people. They're very interested in the One Subject at a Time Act.
So do you have bipartisan sponsors of this bill?
Not yet. You know what? This bill tends to appeal more to the party that's in the minority. When the majority's got control, they're basically making the rules, and they're a little more carefree about how things are happening. They seem to forget what it's like. It's almost as if when the two parties pass each other from majority to minority in the halls, they hand each other their yellow-haired dog, you know, the scripts, and just say, you know, hey, these are your talking points for the next 2 years. So right now, the minority party, it's all Republicans that are sponsoring it. But we do believe this is a bill that Democrats can get on board if we do the right things. And that's why we've got a strategy specifically to do that, starting with what we call the 300. I'll sheepishly admit, you know, we're kind of inspired by the movie The 300, right? You know, impressive men stood in the gap of Thermopylae. Well, we believe, though, that with as few as 300 people making a commitment to visit congressional offices in waves of 3, 5, or 6 at a time, wave after wave after wave, can wear down most of the congressional offices. We can get most of the representatives to sponsor this bill. And if most of them do, and the leadership still doesn't want to pass it, we can use a rule called a discharge petition to bring it to the floor for a vote. And if we already have a majority of co-sponsors, that means we should be able to pass the bill, even if the leadership doesn't want it.
Yeah, I mean, this is a critical thing that, I mean, I think the messaging behind this is something that just everybody gets intuitively. And that's why I think this is, I think you're right, Jim, that this is something that crosses party lines and in many ways ideological lines. And I think that the average person just gets it. I mean, I remember when I was in the House of Representatives in Oregon, and you know, you get towards the end of a legislative session and you've got maybe 50 bills you're going to vote on the next day, and you try to take some of them home and go through them, and there's no way you can read them. And it's insane to think that in Congress you get 1,000-page bills the day before you're going to vote on it, because leadership does that to you on purpose. And that that anybody's going to be able to read it and look through it, Jim, and find the things that maybe aren't so good in it that people ought to know about.
We also have a Read the Bills Act for that very purpose, right? That says that the bill has to be posted online for 7 days for you as a talk show host to be able to inform your audience, for watchdog groups like Downsize DC to tell their audience, for regular citizens to be able to read it. But we also say that the representatives themselves have to that are going to vote yes have to sign an affidavit saying that they've read the bill or they've heard it read to them. And we require a reading on the floor of the entire bill, word for word, while a quorum sits. The Constitution defines a quorum as 50% plus one of the members. And so we figured, you know, the mind will procure what the hiney will endure. If they have to sit and listen to very long bills, those bills will become shorter. And that's, you know, both the One Subject at a Time Act and the Read the Bills Act would stop a lot of bad legislation from going through because we have changed the incentives. We've changed the rules of the game. But this is, I want to make clear, both of the things that we're proposing here are not mere rules. They're laws. We've put teeth to this. We can't arrest the representatives. But what we can do is if they violate these and they pass a law in violation of these laws, then if you find yourself in the dock, you're being tried for not paying an assessment or cooperating with some kind of law that was passed incorrectly, you can show the evidence to the judge and he's to kick the case out with impunity.
Amazing. Well, look, I think this has got real opportunities here because of the reasons that we've just articulated. Folks, check out their website. It's downsizedc.org. It's all one word, downsizedc.org. And this is your current effort, but you're involved in some other things too, aren't you, Jim?
Yeah, I'm here also with People for Liberty, which is a brand new organization. And I'm also here with the Advocates for Self-Government. The Advocates for Self-Government is famous for the world's smallest political quiz. Which helps people identify, you know, if they're kind of politically homeless, where they actually belong. Obviously, they got some skin in the game in terms of trying to identify some people who are more libertarian oriented. They're looking to kind of transcend the normal left-right divide. But the you know, people we've tested it thoroughly, and people who take the world's smallest political quiz, it does accurately score where they're at. And so we encourage people to check that out. That's at theadvocates.org. That's theadvocates.org.
Advocates.org is another
advocates.org.
Well, look, I'm encouraged by this. I understand why Stacey Ann is optimistic, and it's, you know, I got to tell you, Jim, out here in Oregon, we need some optimism, and if you're based in D.C., you need a little optimism these days too, don't you?
Yeah, I get the sense that almost everybody needs some optimism. I mean, obviously, we're here in South Dakota, and we're here because they didn't have all the lockdowns and the, you know, they didn't say who was actually a qualified employee. You know, they didn't take those steps, and that's part of the big part of the reason we're here. But I think, you know, a lot of people are looking for reasons for optimism here.
Well, I just continue to believe that more and more people are going to be willing to embrace ideas like what you're talking about here that really do cross party lines, in many ways ideological lines, because I think people are beginning to, well, if you just watch the polls, even here in Oregon, we do some political consulting and we do polling, very in-depth message polling. And we've found that in Oregon, the large majority, over 70% of the voters are dissatisfied with the direction Oregon is headed today. Now, Oregon's considered to be a pretty blue state. If that's how it is in Oregon, that tells me that there is an opportunity, and I'm sure the same is true in other states, Jim, that there's a group of people that are messageable, that you can take a message like this that crosses party lines, that just is common sense. Mm-hmm. And you can move these people to action. That's the best thing that we could have that I think that we could have happen in our nation to preserve our republic.
Yeah, if I've just got another second, let me just say that, you know, the other half of our strategy is something we call option activism. And in the investment world, they know that an option is basically a commitment to do something if certain conditions are met in the future. And in the case of this, we're asking people to come and sign up to be part of the 300. But that's it. That's all you have to do. You just wait then until we get back to you and say, we've got all 300 now. So you won't be wasting your time. You actually will be going with other people, and other people will be going after you go. There will be more and more people going. So you will know that this is not a futile effort. You're not wasting your time on something. So you won't be going alone.
Folks, visit their website, downsizedc.org, downsizedc.org. Jim, thanks so much. Enjoy your time at Freedom Fest.
Thank you.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Let's go back to Stacey Ann. Stacey Ann, are you still with us? No, we may have lost her. Doggone it. I wanted to chat with her a little bit more, but as you know, friends, we are we're blessed to have somebody like Stacey Ann who will go to these events, and especially Freedom Fest. What a great place. Folks, so also is your opportunity to fix your leaking roof for pennies on the dollar compared to what you normally would spend for a new roof. And this is this product you keep hearing me talk about called Roof Max. And you can only get it from Pfeiffer Roofing. Only from Pfeiffer Roofing. It's an exclusive product. It is made of soybean oil. And they spray it on your roof. And what it does is it literally permeates. It just absorbs and goes into your asphalt shingles, maybe that are kind of on their last legs. And it rejuvenates them. And it may give you maybe even as much as 15 more years on your roof. It has a 5-year guarantee on it. There's a lot of benefits in thinking about having this product sprayed on your roof. And again, you can only get it from Pfeiffer Roofing. Probably the biggest reason is not only does it work to rejuvenate your roof and stop the leaks, but they will, Pfeiffer Roofing is part of this service. They'll come up and give you a free estimate, but they'll look at all of your roof. They'll take pictures of it. And they'll do what's called a roof tune-up. And when Trevor Pfeiffer, this is a second generation family-owned company. They've been in business in Salem since 1978, folks. Their motto is prompt, reliable service for over 40 years. Well, they'll come up, they'll take a look at your roof, and they'll look at other things that might need to be addressed as part of this roof tune-up using RoofMax. Now, why is this important? Because if you're not ready for a new roof, or maybe you're getting ready to sell your house and you don't want to put a new roof on it, but you still want to sell your house, then yes, this is your opportunity to do it at a fraction of the cost. That's the benefit of RoofMax. You can seal up your roof. You can add value to your home. It's got a 5-year guarantee. You can watch the video on it if you go to pfeifferroofing.com. But more importantly, it's pennies on the dollar. Truly. It is very inexpensive compared to a new roof.
Hello.
Check it out at pfeifferroofing.com. Pfeiffer Roofing, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, roofing.com. Pfeifferroofing.com. Give them a call, 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. Stacey Ann, are you back with us?
I am. Sorry about that, Jeff. You know how you are at a conference and people walk up, and I even have my little live radio light on, you know. It's just fun. It's a networking opportunity.
I know it is.
Oh,
look,
my goodness.
Quick question for you. You joined us by talking about how that there's a sense of optimism there. What gives you that sense of optimism? I mean, you're having conversations with people. But what are you hearing that is optimistic?
Well, I think it's the activation, the strategies that's developing, the local, the idea that, you know, to think globally and act locally, like I talk about a little bit in my Movers and Shakers show. It's that synergy of people going in the same direction, even if we differ on some of the issues and some of the social issues. I see people are waking up and they're talking about and back in their home communities because of the oppression, because they never thought they would see what we've walked through and experienced this last year of such a government grab. people are, it's like this rippling effect, like this stone has been dropped in the pond and the ripples are going out and people are like wanting to know how to be active. What we've seen right there in our own backyard here in Oregon, we've watched people go, okay, I know I need to do something and I'm really sad I haven't been engaged, but what do I do? You know, I'm 50 some years old and I've just been doing life and making money and building a house and building my business, and I've neglected this part of being a part of the community, and now what do we do? And so I think from that's where the optimism is coming from. But also, Jeff, even Christy Noem, and I did grab the audio, but it's kind of rough. I'd love to capture it and put it back up so we could use it in our shows. She came out on stage and she just basically said, look, be happy. You know, don't be depressed about where we're at. We can still do something. We can turn this around. Start with you and your family and your local community. She really said we can, each of us. You know, don't just leave it to those that are in office. Let each of us do our own part. And I love that, because that's exactly what's going on. And so there's a lot of resources. There's a lot of opportunity here to learn about, like, cryptocurrency and precious metals and other economic ways to further our cause and to stay strategic. And to, we know that big taxes are around the corner, and if not already getting passed. We know there's a lot of oppression trying to happen, but we can still get engaged and be a part of the process. And that's where the optimism, I believe, is coming from.
Fantastic. Stacey Ann, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Enjoy your time there, okay?
Thank you so much, Jeff. You have a blessed day and a fantastic weekend.
You too. All right. Folks, just quickly before we go to our next caller, I want to remind you that Freedom Heating and Air is a great company that is in Salem. They've been here for well over 40 years. They take care of their customers. They pride themselves on emergency services. Check them out at freedomheatingandair.net. That's freedomheatingandair.net. They've got great discounts for seniors and for veterans. freedomheatingandair.net. Let's go to another caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you and what's on your mind today?
Hey, Jeff. This is Gary. Go Dodge.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, when are we going to admit we're doing the wrong thing with the forests? These things are just burning every year. And they'd rather the forest burn. I mean, we're going to end up with no forest at all.
Yeah. Sadly, that's where we're headed, it seems, isn't it?
It does. And if we're going to blame global warming, okay, let's say there is global warming, shouldn't that make us more focused on making sure these forests don't burn? I mean, how much CO2 is going up there right now? We've burned 100 square miles so far, and it doesn't look like it's going to stop before there's 200 or 300 or 500 square miles burned. That's a lot of CO2, and probably more than is generated in the entire year by the entire country. And if we are really serious about this CO2 thing, we should make sure these forests are not burning.
I completely agree. We ought to be cleaning them up. You know, when I was chairman of the House Ag Committee, we went on field trips to go look at the difference between a forest that was well managed and cleaned up when a fire went through it and the difference between a forest that wasn't. And it is profound.
At some point in time, we've got to admit we're doing the wrong thing.
But the party in power will never do that.
No, because it's more convenient to use it as a political wedge issue than it is to manage them properly.
Yes, exactly. That is so true. Thanks, Gary.
Talk
appreciate
you later.
It.
Have a good
well
weekend.
Said.
Bye.
All right. That's right on the money. Great way to end the show, folks. Enjoy your weekend. Keep praying for this great state. Go to Responsible Response. Download the single signer petition to repeal Senate Bill 554 and go to cleanvoterrolls.com. And download that petition. Protect the integrity of our vote. Keep praying, keep fighting, and believing. See you Monday.